Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a 16-year-old boy allegedly tried to smuggle methamphetamine across the U.S.-Mexico border with a remote-controlled car. Arrested on Sunday, the drugs have an estimated value of more than $106,000. Two jail guards responsible for monitoring Jeffrey Epstein on the night he killed himself were sleeping and browsing the internet instead, according to an indictment released on Tuesday, charging the guards with lying on prison records to cover up for themselves. And number one, most Americans say they're keeping an eye on televised impeachment hearings of President Trump, but that doesn't mean they're open to changing their minds about what they mean, according to new polling from both ABC and elsewhere. Some more numbers in a moment. Wednesday morning, hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Ron Rademacher coming up. Alexandra DeSantis from National Review also in this hour, and Steve Gruber as well. Spent yesterday at the White House, a one-on-one interview with President Trump in the Oval Office. Also attended a cabinet meeting. We'll talk to him a bit about those things. And I believe tomorrow you'll hear the full interview with Steve and the president here on the program. My name is Scott Bertram. I'm the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. And also teach journalism here, host a slew of podcasts and shows, including the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which you can find on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend, and also Apple Podcasts, Google Play. You can also Stitcher and Spotify. Just search for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. You'll find us. And that's out on Fridays each week and also on the weekend, as I mentioned, on many of these fine radio stations. And always appreciate the opportunity to fill in here for Steve. Impeachment hearings continue. More today and yesterday as well. We'll have some audio in a moment. But most Americans say they're keeping an eye on the televised impeachment hearings. And I would love a little more detailed information on that, because the ratings that we know of haven't been fantastic. And I just can't see how people are like riveted to this Q&A. Anyway, 63% say they've been paying attention in a new NPR poll, 58% in an ABC poll. But about two-thirds of people watching said they can't imagine any information or circumstances that would change their minds about impeachment during the hearings. They're locked in to what they believe. Impeachment proceedings are simply not moving the needle for most Americans. The ABC poll, which I have some of the inside numbers on, 21% say they're watching it very closely. 37% say somewhat closely, 24 not so closely, and 18 not closely at all. I don't believe those numbers. Only 18% are not following it closely at all. I think that number is actually far higher. Unless the question is simply, do you know they're taking place? Then yeah. But I mean, in terms of people reading things every day and watching video and watching back the proceedings, I just don't think that's really happening. How many people are locked in this poll? A good number of them. And so how much will this move the needle? It's not appearing to be much so far. Still more testimony to come. Republicans doing a good job getting the answers that you should hear and that the American public should hear. Representative Mike Turner from Ohio yesterday with a Q&A with the ambassador. This is audio from yesterday's impeachment hearings with Mike Turner.
They're like short periods of time that we have now. Now, gentlemen, there's been a lot of talk about a lot of people, and we're going to have to pick up the pace here because these are like short periods of time that we have now for this portions of questions. A lot of people talking about their perceptions, their beliefs, their feelings even, what they heard and their understandings and their thoughts. Ambassador Taylor, Mr. Kent, Ambassador Yovanovitch, and Lieutenant Colonel Vindman all had conversations with each other and with other people and all had a whole bunch of hearsay. But I can assure you this boils down to just one thing. This is an impeachment inquiry concerning the President of the United States. So the only thing that matters, besides all these people talking to each other and all their feelings and all of their thoughts and understandings, it really only comes down to what did the President of the United States intend, and what did he say, and what did the Ukrainians understand or hear? Ambassador Volker, you're one of the first people that we've had in these open public testimony that's had conversations with both. So I get to ask you. You had a meeting with the President of the United States, and you believe that the policy issues that he raised concerning Ukraine were valid, correct?
Yes.
Did the President of the United States ever say to you that he was not going to allow aid for the United States to go to the Ukraine unless there were investigations into Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections?
No, he did not.
Did the Ukrainians ever tell you that they understood that they would not get a meeting with the President of the United States, a phone call with the President of the United States, military aid, or foreign aid from the United States unless they undertook investigations of Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections?
No, they did not.
You know, pretty much, Ambassador Volker, you just, like, took apart their entire case.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Mike Turner from Ohio, doing some good questioning yesterday. Elise Stefanik later on would also do a very similar Q&A, getting questions to those very, or getting answers to those very basic questions. President Trump yesterday at a cabinet meeting talking to the press about both the impeachment hearings and the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which I know that Steve Gruber spent a whole lot of time talking about yesterday. Here's President Trump yesterday at the cabinet meeting.
So we have a lot of good things happening. We have to get USMCA signed. Nancy Pelosi can't get it off her desk. Just can't do it. The Democrats want to have it. The unions want it. The farmers want it. The manufacturers want it. I think the woman is grossly incompetent. And we're having a problem because Mexico and Canada are calling, saying, what's going on? And it's sitting on her desk. She doesn't need Democrats because the Democrats are going to vote for it. All she has to do is put it up for a vote. She's said for months now, oh, well, no, she likes it, she wants it, she likes it, she wants it. The woman is grossly incompetent. All she wants to do is focus on impeachment, which is just a little pipe dream she's got. And she can keep playing that game. And I've been told, and who knows if this is so, but I think it's so, I have pretty good authority on it, that she's using USMCA because she doesn't have the impeachment votes. So she's using USMCA to get the impeachment vote. And it doesn't matter, because right now you have a kangaroo court headed by little Shifty Schiff, where we don't have lawyers, we don't have witnesses, we don't have anything. And yet I just got to watch, and the Republicans are absolutely killing it. They are doing so well because it's a scam. It's a big scam. They're doing something that the founders never thought possible and the founders didn't want. And they're using this impeachment hoax for their own political gain to try and damage the Republican Party and damage the president. But it's had the opposite effect because you've seen the polls and we're now the highest. I'm the highest I've ever been in the polls. You don't hear that on television because the news and the Democrats are one and the same. But that's the story.
That's the story, says President Trump yesterday at the cabinet meeting. Impeachment hearings continue today. Among them, among the witnesses expected today, U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, a key figure. His testimony could be as important as any testimony. As part of these impeachment hearings, he's scheduled to testify today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.